This is St. Louis Public Radio. This is the fourth summer a coalition of local organizations has run a drop-in center for recent high school grads to try to help more St. Louisans go to college. St. Louis Public Radio's Camille Phillips stopped by the center to see how it's doing.
St. Louis Graduates High School to College Center is tucked into an unassuming storefront on Skinker, just past the bustle of Delmar Loop. Inside, college banners line the walls. When I got there on a recent Friday morning, it was pretty quiet with just counselors and volunteer staff on hand. But then Ozzie Frillo and his mom, Lily Shea Frillo, walked in for a follow-up visit.
They did send him a housing application.
We can try to print it. Okay. Hopefully it prints by this time.
Kind of rushing down here for gas.
They're here to get Ozzie's finances and paperwork squared away before he leaves for Arkansas Baptist on August 6th. When the Furloughs first came to the center earlier this summer, the historically black college wasn't on their radar.
Well, I was supposed to be going to Missouri Western, and then they wanted me to be part-time, and I have, nobody to stay down there.
So the center's peer counselor, college junior Kendrick Carlock, suggested another option for the high school wrestler.
Kendrick asked me, did I wrestle? How bad was wrestling? So I was like, it was life, and he was like, you know somebody down there in Arkansas that wrestled, and they got some more spots.
Lily Shea says Ozzie was accepted by Arkansas Baptist so quickly that she's still trying to absorb what happened.
When you don't know what way the direction to go and you get stuff happen good for you, it's like, oh God, this is real. Like, I'm still processing this. Like, he's going to college. He's really going.
Ozzie's case is a bit unique. Most students have a pretty good idea where they're going to college before high school graduation. But East St. Louis High School counselor and center co-manager Amber Overton says summer deadlines make it impossible for her to completely prepare her students for college before they receive their diplomas.
So there's just lots of seemingly small tasks, but when they're all combined in that one summer when the student doesn't have access to counselors, teachers, or maybe family members that have gone to college, that can really be a deterrent.
St. Louis Graduates opened the High School to College Center 4 years ago to reduce what researchers call summer melt. Nationwide, up to 40% of low-income high school grads who plan to go to college don't enroll come fall. Co-chair Allison Williams says about 75% of the students who stop by the center start college the following semester.
While we would certainly like to continue to improve in that side, we're certainly besting the national averages in terms of services to St. Louis area students.
So far, the center has helped about 750 students navigate the final steps to college. A big part of that is making sure they have a plan in place to pay for it. For Ozzie Frillo, that means first making sure he knows about the different types of college funding available.
So you got Pell Grant, right? So your Pell Grant, any scholarships, you want to accept all of those things first before you even touch the loans. And then they also recommend, and I don't know if you apply for work study. Are you doing work study when you go to Arkansas? Perfect.
Once that's done, a staff member will sit down with the Frillos to go over Ozzie's financial aid package and help them decide how to fill in the gaps. That way, when Ozzie goes down to Little Rock for his freshman year, he can focus on being a student.
It's not going to be easy because I know the college work going to be a strain, and I know wrestling going to be a strain, so I just got to stay focused and keep going the right path.
Staying on that right path to get a college degree is St. Louis Graduate's ultimate goal for all its students. I'm Camille Phillips, St. Louis Public Radio.